T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:45, quarter till 8, Tommy Tucker here on WWL, Monday, August 2nd. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Mark, it's hard to believe that we begin the final month of the third quarter already, isn't it?
You got September. Is that nasty calendar thing gets in your way?
August, September. Yeah, that's
July,
right.
August, September. Yeah, sorry.
Hey, Tim, hit the music again. We're going to start all over, all right? We can't go like this.
Call me
Get
back.
Get the music ready, Tim. Get the music ready. Hit it.
Here we go.
7:46, 14 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time for Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. What's it looking like in terms of numbers and so forth on the street, and what kind of numbers did we get last week?
Well, Tommy, we're in the midst of, as you had said just a few minutes ago, that'll be deleted. We were talking about earnings and so forth, and we're in earnings season. So I've said many times before, and I think it boils down to just a couple of ingredients that determine stock prices. And it's interest rates and corporate earnings. So if interest rates are low, money is cheap. Companies can borrow money very inexpensively. You and I could borrow money very inexpensively, and we could make productive use out of the money. And then, of course, corporate earnings, that's the whole crux of the value of the business. So when both of those are working in tandem, we see stock prices like we've seen of late. You know, the Dow went over 35,000. It retraced a little bit last week, but it was still – The S&P 500 was up for the sixth straight month. So that's been good news. So what's caused that? Similar to what we said just a second ago, the Fed met. They left rates unchanged. They weren't expected to do any changes, but that's good when they meet expectations. The European Central Bank let the rates unchanged. No one expected them to make any movements. But again, it's good when those expectations meet up. So we're here over a year now that you and I have been talking about mortgage rates, and the 30-year fix dropped again to 2.8%, 15-year fixed 2.1%. Those are very low interest rates, very stimulative to the economy. So with all that news about rates, I wandered off on a research project this morning. Bank America reports last week. Okay, so at the end of this, you're going to say, how did they know? They reported that interest rates haven't been this low in 5,000 years. 5,000. So I looked up Moses this morning, and he was expected to be around about 1,600 years B.C. So then we're in 2021. That was way before him. I thought somebody got one of his notes. He was financing a house or something. He got a note. Mm-hmm. Moses paid 3.5. It's 2.8 right now, so that's at least 3,000 or 4,000 years accounted for. But we're cheaper than what he did, so he had to work a little harder back then to make his note payment. So I don't know how they got that information. It just sounded funny to me.
Do you remember the old joke? Jesus saves, Moses invests.
No.
No.
You have to tell me that one time. No, I don't remember that.
That's pretty much it.
Is that one you mentioned? That's it?
That's the difference, yeah. Jesus saves and Moses invests. We're going to take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. All right, we'll pick it up here when we come back. And I just don't understand how we can keep going like this with inflation kind of looming in the background, and it seems at some point these tracks are not running parallel but slightly off parallel, and eventually they're going to meet, and I don't know what happens when these trains collide. 7:50 now, 10 till 8, traffic on WWL. 7:54, 6 before 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. A quick programming note, we will not have Managing Your Money with Mark on Friday because Mark is entitled to a vacation, as is everybody else, although he is one of the hardest working bankers in the business. Mark, I mentioned earlier, you know, the sales, let me just spit it out and you can put it in whatever order you like. So earnings are up, prices are up, inflation seems to be present. You got the Fed with the interest rates. It seems as though these trains are not on parallel tracks, but kind of on an angle so that eventually one's going to run into the other and we're going to have problems. Am I making a lot of presumptions there that are not true? Is my premise faulty?
No, Tommy, I think you're right on. And you know, the unemployment rate, we've got payroll data coming out this Friday, and it's supposed to release a 5.75% unemployment rate, and it's been falling. And some would say, well, that's still too high. It's far from where we came from. We were in the threes that were a 50-year low in 2019. So you imagine all the momentum that was within the economy back then, and we could return to similar numbers. So we got a ways to go. You know, that I'm quote unquote. So the Fed continues to stimulate the economy a little bit. You know, why do you keep going the way you're going is what I would ask Jerome Powell if he was standing right in front of me. Mm-hmm. It seems like it's an awful lot of stimulus. But, you know, it's after this last week, 168 companies released earnings. This week we got another word in the next couple of weeks. You're not going to have the earnings news anymore. Okay, that's all going to be into the systems, and you're just going to have the economic news. So we had, you know, home prices were up 17% year over year. That was released last week, and consumer confidence was up significantly. So people are feeling, you know, I could get back into the economy. Businesses are trying to open, and we have a human resource trouble right now. But I think the Fed is thinking, well, it's going to clear up by the end of the year. They've said as much, and we're going to still stimulate. But That's I've said it before, the inflation would be the bug that bites. If we're leaning to their wisdom, they would say this is going to be transitory, this is going to be temporary, and things are going to settle down by the end of the year, just into 22. And it's like, well, it better, because if we have these unusually large inflation numbers, that's really going to be, they're going to have to step on the brakes harder than they would normally be expected to. And then that's when you're going to get these pullbacks. It's like all of a sudden they start, you know, pulling back on the stimulus, they're going to start raising interest rates, maybe both at the same time. And you just, you know, the economy is largely in their hands. And you got, that's monetary policy. You got fiscal policy that's working overtime, doing $1 trillion bills of an infrastructure and everything else. So it's really, you know, it could be, I think stock prices are going to go higher just based on what's happening right now. But that's looming. Those would be the big items, I think, that would be looming. And that could pull some of the enthusiasm back fairly quickly. But go ahead.
Quick question. Price of houses up 17%. They're not going to come back down, I don't believe. The price of this is up, price of that is up. So if wages don't go up, correspondingly, there are people who are going to be priced out that aren't going to be able to afford homes, right?
Well, and I think housing, you know, we see it in collector cars. You see it in housing. You see it in stock prices. When the cost of money is almost zero, it inflates those prices. So as the cost of money comes up, it should pull back on those prices because it's going to be more costly to get in some of the housing, even if people can afford the note. It's just more costly. You're going to have to pay up when the 30-year rate goes from 2.8 to 3.8, that type of thing. So that's going to take some enthusiasm out of those numbers. But, and again, it's all about the amount. I mean, how fast is the Fed going to have to react? Ideally, they would just kind of taper this in so it's a very smooth transition into the future and the economy gets back going. But it's hard. I mean, it's hard for them to say nothing about us, that they've got to gauge all this and they got to, you know, look in the crystal ball and make the right decisions. And one element that's tougher, as soon as they see something, okay, guys, we've got to do something right now, then the question is, well, how much do you do And then if they pull certain levers and pull certain triggers, then you got the implementation lag. How long is it going to take to get inside of the economy and do what they want it to do? That's what's going on.
Yeah, I'm trying to be optimistic long term here, Mark, but at some point I got to believe this is all going to come crashing down.
Well, you got to watch the C word crash. I mean, far as it doesn't have to, but it could. Okay. It always can.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate your time. Enjoy your vacation. Mark Rosa, President, you bet. President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.